Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Members, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around, make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population Miller.
Amy Miller, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back. Oh, I miss you guys.
We miss you too. Randy and I were just talking about how we miss being on the road with you because you have come out and done so many cool cities with us.
I think you've done like 3 dates with us or more, like weeks with us, and all of them are amazing. And it's just... not only are you a fun comic to work with because you help us out with bits and we write stuff with you and it's like we all try the stuff out on stage. It's like so much fun because we know we're going to create stuff and grow that week. But
I love it. That was true.
No, it is
That's true. That's
true.
All of
it is
true.
No, it's great energy. And the audiences always come out feeling great. I always feel like, yes, we have a lot of women that come to our shows. And I always feel like when
I'm a woman.
Yes,
and so
I just feel like
that tracks.
Finally.
They feel better served.
It's so fun. I miss hanging out with you guys and I miss how serious Jay gets after one beer.
I know, legit serious.
Serious, like seriously wasted or serious, no. Like I start talking
Convo.
About like deep stuff.
Convo, baby.
Do I get Both. Really deep after one beer?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Yeah, well, sorry.
We won't let you have a third.
A third and forget about it.
He's got to go. Why? Did he do something wrong? No. He's just trying to talk to people about business.
Just get away. Just getting deep.
Get the alcohol away. He's opening up too much.
We don't need people in here with theories.
So I have a question, Amy, because we often talk about this on the road, especially with audience members that are stupid. But do you think that the world's getting dumber? Since we last had you on, do you think it's getting dumber in the pandemic?
I don't know. No, I think we just have a lot more video.
Right.
There you go.
More channels to distribute the dumb, more ways to access the dumb, more points of entry is what you're saying.
Well, I will say, and I said this to someone yesterday, maybe a little bit because people aren't exposed, like they're not outside as much. Mm. So like some of these teenagers that troll me on the internet need to be in school physically getting bullied.
Yes.
By tougher, smarter people.
Thank you.
So that they don't constantly feel validated in saying the N-word as a young white man. Agreed. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Awful. Yeah. We don't have the constant checks and balances.
Do you know the stupid prank that kids are doing now with Zooms in high schools and junior
high
schools?
Where they get kidnapped?
No.
What?
Zoom bombing.
Yeah.
They give the
Zoom address to their brother or sister or whoever's in another thing. They give it to someone else and someone comes on and just starts swearing left and right. And you're like, that's such a weak, hack, dumb gag.
Yeah, it's not even a good prank.
Now, if you jumped on the Zoom and said, and as a student, instead of like just start yelling a bunch of stuff, you would raise your hand and start to try to subtly get the teacher off track and add other, like, I disagree with that. And let me tell you why, Miss So-and-so. Like, you start getting it like that. That's funny.
That's a good prank. But
I will say you guys, I have a very common name. And so I get emails that are not for me all the time. Uh-huh. And I was mistakenly invited to a Jersey Mike's regional manager Zoom meeting.
Did you go?
Did you go?
Of course I went.
Yes.
Do you have a bit about it?
No.
Oh, I don't. Amy.
They had no idea why I was in there. The kid who invited me didn't want to say anything because it was his mistake. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to tell you guys, Jersey Mike's business is going good, very strong.
This is almost like the modern day version of Jay Larson's wrong number. Like, yeah. He got sucked into like business operations of another company.
You're like, so long story short, they're now just doing soup.
Yeah.
At my suggestion. Because of me. Look, I said, look, you know, soup in a bread bowl. That's what I'm telling you to do.
They did eventually kick me out, and then they didn't know Zoom very well. So we were able to get back in under the name Jersey Mike. And
I love it.
That's so good. You trolled Jersey Mike's Jersey Mike.
This could be a story, is all I'm saying. Well, we do have stories sent to us by our fans, and I want to get into it. And I'm so happy you're here, Amy. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Here we go. Ready? This was sent in by Pat McMoran. Or Mick Moron. I want to do it right. Anyway, it's at Mick Mopat.
A Mick Moron is someone who is like, it's like a Mick Mansion.
That's the day you get fired from McDonald's.
Yeah. Right.
At Mick Mopat.
That's the day you decide to take the job at McDonald's. Okay,
MCMOPAT. And I want to tell everybody, send me crazy news stories that you see in your life. You can do that by going to Twitter at Daniel Van Kirk, # Dumb People Town, and then send me the link.
We do it.
Here we go. You guys do it, and you're great. Mm-hmm. Lake George. This is up in Albany, New York.
Okay.
Beautiful
territory up there. Is this part of the Nexium cult? Gosh, I just need to know.
Are you watching that, Amy?
Yes, you're watching.
You guys are watching it, right?
Okay.
Of course.
Jay, you're watching it? I'm never watching it. I'm all the way in.
Amy,
I will tell you this.
I branded myself.
Jay's going to be in the cult by the
time. He's got a lot of good ideas, guys. I don't know why.
He does.
I'm not saying this because of your new Jenny Craig lifestyle, but I've been watching The Vow. And the diet works.
Yeah, it does.
Like, it does work.
Hey, Dan, you want me to EM you right now?
I feel like you already did. I feel like that was it right there.
Wait, should I text you guys before I want to eat anything?
Yeah. Just say master. I have my wife.
What Nexium has done for the chain link emoji has changed my life.
My wife sent me a picture of the Jenny Craig breakfast and said, may I have 190 calories, master? I was like, best text of the year.
Then Randy wrote back, I'm going to need some more collab.
It needs some more collateral.
It's horrible.
Okay, weirdest part of the whole vow thing, the weirdest thing for me ever.
It better be the same as me. It better be.
Volleyball.
Yes. What are they doing?
Okay, not just volleyball. That whole scene of Allison Mack crying about what is
the very first time she meets him.
And I'm like, girl. Run, girl. But she's running straight to his arms.
And then they touch each other, lightly touch each other. And then, you just have to get up and run around your living room at that point.
I know. Because Amy, am I right? Like, you can see in his eyes that predatory, I got this.
I'm like, this should not be
filmed.
It's like
the end of The Natural when the lights are exploding. That's what's happening in his heart.
And they're not just doing volleyball. They're doing sleepless volleyball. No one has slept
and he's
in
knee pads. This dude's in knee pads. I'm like,
you've heard of sleepless in Seattle. This is volleyball. In Albany.
Yes.
Yeah.
Volleyball-bany.
Volleyball-bany
okay,
is going on.
So that's where we're at.
Okay.
Lake George. Yeah. Beautiful. Lake George.
It was a choppy afternoon on the lake.
When
Jimmy McDonald, I didn't know either when we were doing
Jimmy
those
McDonald
jokes.
Sounds like the guy in the mob who eats too much McDonald's.
Jimmy McDonald.
Jimmy McDonald over Jimmy here. McDonald's always down the street getting McNuggets.
Doesn't understand in church league softball why the third home run counts as an out. Like, if I can hit it out, why do I start with
three strikes?
You know that's a rule, right?
Is it?
In those church leagues, you can't hit more than three home runs in an inning. Or
what about
it's an
church
out.
Volleyball?
Wow, that's home run all day, dude. Jimmy McDonald. He is the dumbest person in this story.
Okay, good.
I love it.
Also, Amy, it's perfect to have you on for this story, too. It was a choppy afternoon.
Oh, can't wait to hear what it is now.
You'll know why, and you'll know why I thought it. It was a choppy afternoon on the lake. And Jimmy McDonald from Albany, mm-hmm. was paddling in a kayak. Mm-hmm. As McDonald tells it, which means you already think he's a liar.
Yeah, right. His version, which is not the truth.
If Amy said to you, well, according to your daughter, what's she lying about? Okay.
This is not the truth.
You know Jimmy McDonald lies all the time.
Nothing he says is truthful.
Do you remember?
You're like, Mom, guess what? And she's like, did Jimmy McDonald tell you that?
I don't want to hear true. It.
Do you remember that Alec Baldwin sketch from SNL where he's lying all the time? And he was like,
yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yes, Amy, I knew you'd know. Where he goes, hey, baby, I tried calling. Really? You did? Yeah, but it was busy. I have a call waiting. That's why I was so worried. I'm trying to tell you. I've never forgot. That joke made me laugh so hard.
It's my favorite.
It's like an acting exercise.
Yeah. As McDonald tells it, he drifted away from his wife and stepkids.
Nope.
Yes, right. Not because he was angry. We're not gonna highlight that.
By the way, he metaphorically
for years he was emotionally drifting.
He's been drifting for a while.
A long time. He drifted away from his wife and stepkids because he was taking pictures with his new smartphone, quote, and not really paying attention. That's somebody who's trying to justify why they were mad.
if you get a brand new smartphone, Amy, is your first thing, I need to take it out on the water.
Take it on the lake. You have to.
Is it choppy? Who cares?
Could better. It possibly get ruined? Get it out there.
Come on. As Could he, I drop it in and never see it again? Great.
As he tried to make his way back, the water got choppier.
Yep.
And he paddled harder before he tipped over and lost his paddle.
What about his phone?
And his phone.
Hold on. He was in about 30 feet of water. Oh, can I tell you guys something? Once you get more than 4 feet taller than you are, it doesn't matter how deep it is.
It doesn't, but 30 feet matter. Is scary.
No,
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter at all.
No, 30 could be 100.
Yeah. 30 could be 100. I agree. The difference between 30 and 100, I agree with you, is...
But the new iPhones are only waterproof up to 20. So
this guy's screwed. Jimmy, you're screwed.
He was in about 30 feet of water. His ill-fitting life jacket coming up over his head. There's dumb number one.
Yeah,
this wear a life jacket that fitted. You know already. It. Jimmy McDonald is like, does it fit? It's fine, man. I don't even need this. Yeah. Just give it to
you
me.
You should get one that fits, Jimmy.
You know, you can make that tighter. Yeah, and look, look like a dork.
Whatever.
Like these stepkids.
Like I'm going to use...
your dad's life jacket probably fits perfect, doesn't it? Well, he's not here.
That's right. I'm going to drift away. What can a stepfather always has more authority than he thinks he gets.
So his ill-fitting life jacket's coming up over his head. Mm-hmm. He was holding onto the kayak with one hand and his $1,400 smartphone with the other. Yep. Just say iPhone 11 Pro.
Nope, it's a smartphone.
It's my $1,400 phone.
Is there another phone that costs that much? No, right?
Dan, I do relish telling my kids how much I think meals I've made for them are. I think that comes from our dad. Like, I'll put down a grilled cheese sandwich. Did it today to my daughter. I'm like, that's an $11 sandwich. You better eat it.
But 15 at Cantor's.
Thank you. You should have seen it. It was on brioche bread. I nailed it.
Thank you.
So this is a guy who likes to announce how much things cost.
So he's dumb twice.
Yeah.
Because if it is a $1,400 smartphone, I guarantee
is
it's
he holding it out of the water as he's
you
trying-
could at least put it in your shoulder. Or you could do...
No, but it's ill-fitting, Dan. Yeah, the shoulders are up here.
But that's our first step.
That's on you, Jimmy McDonald. Number one.
You ready for another dumb thing?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He says people, and by that he means other kayakers and canoeists, were passing...
Is that what you call them, Amy?
I thought they were canoers.
That's what I thought, too.
I don't like that because then people practice canoeism. That's just creepy.
I am not. I'm a devout canoeist.
Kayakies and canoeists.
I'm canoe-ish. Dan. 2020, you can't say kayakies.
Well, I can't? Okay, I'm sorry. It's
funny, you don't look canoe-ish. sorry.
Don't apologize for that. That was good.
I apologize.
So many fucking kayakies moving into town lately.
Amy, now that I hear you say it back to me, you're right.
It's not good, Amy.
It's not good.
It's not good.
They were passing by in the distance. Here it is. This is everything you need to know about Jimmy McDonald. He says other people, kayakers and canoeists, were canoeists. They canoe without clothes, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
Canoeists.
Canoodists.
They were passing by in the distance.
Canoodism.
But the former amateur's boxer's pride wouldn't let him scream for help. Okay,
so
aren't we all amateur boxers?
If you've ever thrown a punch once, you're an amateur.
In your life, you're an amateur boxer. And he's saying, they're like, did you see other people?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Did you call for help?
Nuh-uh.
Why not? Well, I'm an amateur boxer.
Former amateur boxer.
He thought he could punch his way out of the water.
He's probably done that with a lot of scenarios in his life.
Punch your way out.
He's an amateur, former amateur boxer.
Trying to punch his way out of this family by
he
taking
said
pictures.
It
and
wouldn't
off.
Let him scream for help.
Yeah.
Is that some sort of oath amateur boxers take?
That's like the person who's like, why? Why is this happening to me? It's not, nothing is doing this to me.
Right.
You control it. Not you're, to get on the, you are
wear
at
a life
cause.
Jacket.
You are at cause. You mm-hmm. control it.
Stay
you,
with your family. Wear a life jacket. Drop the phone. There's so many things.
Tighten the life jacket.
Exactly.
Tighten the life jacket. Tighten the life jacket is a metaphor for
probably the title of this show.
Tighten the life jacket.
Dumb People Town.
Tighten the life jacket.
That's a great shirt. So for several...
And the shirt looks like a life jacket.
It is a life jacket.
Oh,
and it fits
I love it.
Over your ears.
Yeah. So for several exhausting minutes, he kept trying to right the kayak. That's when I said, all right, I think I might die today. Slow down.
Easy there.
Let go of the phone then.
Yeah.
If you think you're going to, I'm going to tell this anybody in any scenario in your life. If you think you're going to die, let go of the phone.
Yeah.
Call somebody. Tweet about it.
Phone. You got the phone. Mm-hmm. Call for
help. You know, I'm tweeting about it. I got to get that last tweet in. Someone. I don't want to. You go out like Sharknado.
Yeah, for sure.
As Amy Miller goes down in the ocean, only 7 likes.
So, quote, that's when I said, all right, I think I might die today. I think this might be it. I prayed to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for help.
Jesus.
McDonald said. Cut to Greg Barrett.
He's the Greg Barrett of kayakers.
Greg Barrett is a captain for tiki tours. I'm already in.
he is fun.
Yes.
He mixes a great pina colada.
I know, Amy, I know this about our friendship. Moon Tower is happening again, and I find out we don't have a show till 10 o'clock at night. It's 1 in the afternoon, and we can get on a free tiki tour on the river.
I'm going.
100%.
If Greg Barrett's the captain.
Absolutely.
Oh, hell yes.
Greg Barrett is a captain for tiki tours. So literally, it's a floating tiki bar that he takes out onto the lake.
It's probably one of those things like those bars where you have to pedal as you're going down the street. So it's a paddle boat,
right.
But it's also a tiki bar. So
you stay sober.
Yeah, the people have to do the work. Mm-hmm. You're burning off so much alcohol just paddling.
A lot of things aligned that day, Barrett said. He typically pilots partiers.
Pilots?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's him thinking a lot of this.
He's called himself a captain and a pilot.
He typically pilots partiers, but not on this day. At first, Barrett saw Jimmy's paddle. And then one of his passengers said they heard a call for help. So as soon as I turned the boat towards him, I realized his life preserver had been in the upper portion of his head. It was over his head.
God, how messed up was this guy's life preserver?
Also, that's when a person gives too many details that we don't need.
Right.
Like,
well, how big is Jimmy's head that they describe the upper portion?
It was the upper third right quadrant of
his head.
I don't want to get too specific, but it was in the upper right hemisphere.
We already know his frontal lobe is small, so it can't. Right. It's got to be mostly skull.
I mean, it has.
He's all skull.
If you want me to give you a longitude and a latitude line of where it was, I'll give it to you.
Do you want to see what Jimmy McDonald looks like?
Yes.
When we're talking about the size of his head. First of all,
I'm worried I'm going to fall in love.
You are not. There's going to be something right away, Amy, that you're like, yep, that's of course he does. Here we go. Look at this man.
Oh, God.
Oh, Jimmy.
Mask around the chin.
Mask around the chin.
I'm pretty sure that's like a WWE mask also.
Yeah, so definitely. Definitely. And he also is the type of guy whose eyes are far too close to one another.
By the way, I'm right. All skull. Look at this guy.
A lot of skull. You called it.
He looks like an amateur former amateur boxer.
Retired. Yeah, retired.
He looks like Butterbean.
Of course, he's like got an expression that seems like he just said, I do have a mask on.
Yeah.
I do have a mask on.
We see it, but it's on your chin.
He looks at people and he's like, no, I look like a cop. I get that a lot. Do you?
Do you
get that a lot?
Basically, I am a cop. No, you're not. All right, here we go. They see his paddle. They see a big portion of his head sticking out of his ill-fitting life jacket.
At what point does Greg Barrett refer to himself as the admiral?
Mm-hmm. He says, captain, pilot, right. Admiral.
Yep. Quote, they got to him. A deckhand and the passengers pulled him on board.
Jesus.
And here's where it gets interesting.
He started to fight everybody.
No. How funny is it that I've been sober for 7 years and I got saved by a tiki bar? Jimmy McDonald laughed. Also, good for him. Good for you for being
sober for 7 years, right?
But here's the thing. Not just any tiki bar. So he's like, how crazy. I've been sober and a bar is what saves me. Mm-hmm. But not just any tiki bar. On that day, Greg Barrett's tiki bar was full of priests and seminarians from the Paulist Fathers, a Catholic retreat on the lake. So he says he screamed out for his Lord Jesus Christ, and then he gets saved by a bar full of Catholic priests.
I was a Christian, and those are not Christians if they're drinking pina coladas.
That's right. That's right. They're doing it for the Lord, Aim.
A priest and an alcoholic walk into a floating bar.
Right.
Float into right. a bar.
Who is Jimmy McDonald? McDonald prayed for help from above, and it arrived in the form of men of the cloth on a floating bar. Now, here's my thing, though. Are they like, are you Catholic? He's like, Southern Baptist. You got to get back in the water.
Sorry, get back in the water.
I think technically that day they're men of the Hawaiian cloth.
There we go. Yeah, circle gets a square.
There you go.
The priests and seminarians who were on board have no doubt that a higher power played a role in them being exactly where McDonald needed them. No,
I have every doubt.
I'm not trying to disparage anybody's faith, but the reason he ended up in that water is because he's an idiot.
Yeah, right.
That's why.
Did God plan that?
Put him there that day.
Yeah, period. Such a dummy.
Although they couldn't look like literally a good group of guys to be hanging out. I'm going to share this with you right now.
By the way, all these pictures will be on the Facebook page. If you're not joining the
Facebook
page.
And Instagram.
Here we go. Oh, man.
So these are the guys that saved them.
Why is he nice?
Here's the weird thing. Do you think they all hid their drinks? Or do you think they literally just hired this as like their cruise boat and no one is drinking?
By the way, you can have virgin daiquiris. Am I right?
Yeah,
that's true.
Definitely.
Look at that ill-fitting life jacket although on Jimmy McDonald.
Although for these guys, they'd be Virgin Mary daiquiris.
There you go.
Virgin Bloody Marys.
It
looks like he doesn't even have the life jacket on the right direction.
Wait, is that him on the end?
It does look upside down.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's upside down.
Really? I think like it's upside down.
Like his head kayak. His head is through the armhole.
I wish people could see Amy. Look at processing this guy. It is. That is an upside down life jacket.
That is. And by the way, when life gives you an upside down life jacket, you go on a tiki bar full of priests.
Yeah.
Although, you know what is so crazy? You made fun of me for not being able to drink more than one drink, but I will tell you this. The idea of going out on a tiki bar boat with you guys on Lake George sounds really fun.
Oh,
how great would that be?
That's the most fun.
If we were doing a theater in Albany, doing a big show.
Yeah, or a moon tower out on the river.
Whatever, dude, I would do that.
The only problem is I am the Jimmy McDonald of that crew. I will end up drunk in the water.
We will end up having to save you.
Imagine getting saved by a tiki bar full of comedians. And they're like doing a bit before they pull you out of the water.
The gags. And then the four of the three acts that we are have to fight for who gets the bit.
No, that's what I was going to say. That night of the festival, every who does a better audience bit member about it? Is hearing all these comments
Dan's
say
bit,
the same
then
bit.
Amy's bit, then our bit about yeah. it.
Mine will be for the women in the crowd. Something different.
They'll appreciate it more. They'll appreciate it. What we're trying to say with that comment is that women don't appreciate our comedy.
That's
or us. Or that like many things in our lives, women come out of our performance a little unsatisfied. They felt like something was lacking. They need another woman to kind of...
Sure, you know. that's what DOS is for.
Yeah.
We're missionaries, said Chris Milano, a second-year seminarian. For us, that day, that was our mission to be present and help someone in need. For the record,
and then
you'd
to
be hard-pressed to find any boat full of people that wouldn't help someone get out of water.
Everyone would help you. There were a boatload of priests.
Yeah,
a boatload of priests that day. A boatload of priests.
That someone in need says he's committed to continuing help others drowning in addiction. That is good for him. Mm-hmm. I'll just take it as a sign from God that he's got me here for a reason. How about you take it from a sign of God that he's telling you you're getting close to the edge and you need to spend more time with your family and not care about that cell phone so much.
Taking pictures. Agreed. What? Who's he taking pictures of? That's what I want to know.
Of the water.
Of the water.
I don't. It is gorgeous.
Are we going to guess how old this dummy is?
Well, we saw a picture of him, and I don't even think they tell me. No, they never
said. How old do you think he is?
Oh, he's
36.
Yeah, 36. I was going to go 37.
Yeah, he feels like that. He's stepdad, and his kids are probably like 19.
Mm-hmm. And not good enough at baseball.
And just old enough to completely disrespect him.
Yeah.
Like, he will tell, and he's not going to do anything about it. He's not Woody Allen, but he will tell friends of his when he gets a little drunk. This is a while ago that he thinks his stepdaughter is hot.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I don't think he even knows how to use that phone.
I don't. I agree.
he kept calling it his camera phone.
Yeah, Jay. No. He
he forgot. It's just a phone, man.
It's just a phone. No, he definitely like forgot his code and has been locked out of his own phone since he bought it.
Yes. For sure.
For a long time.
Jay, all right, that story. Oh, that's go ahead. Crazy. Go ahead,
I said, Jay and I did a story on our daily podcast about a guy in Malaysia who lost his phone and thought it was lost and then realized that a bunch of monkeys took it and they took a bunch of selfies. I'm like, how does he not have a lock screen? And how did the monkeys get into that thing? And how are they taking pictures? This guy, to me, feels like the Malaysian version of that guy.
Sure.
There you go. All right, that's First Story Down in the Books. Amy Miller is with us. This is Dumb People Town. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Mm-hmm. You have to follow Amy Miller on Twitter. She tweets very funny things, and Instagram. She's a great follow. It's Amy Miller Comedy. Am I correct to say that?
Amy Miller on Twitter, Amy Miller Comedy on Instagram.
Amy Miller Comedy on Instagram. I knew that was one of them.
Verified, baby. Both. Also, Amy, didn't you just get help? Can you talk about what happened between you and Dave and Buster's?
Oh, well, they DM'd me that they have something to send me. They asked for my address. But
now, do you know they're running a contest right now, right?
Yeah, and I'm really, Dan, I don't feel good about it because I feel like if they send me like a $1,000 game card, which is what they've been giving away, then I can't even really go in good conscience because of COVID. Sure.
But as long as it doesn't expire, what do we care?
Yeah, you can do it in 2022.
Because I feel like they're going to make it expire because they need people in now.
No,
they're going to be like December 31st, 2020. That's it.
What if you rolled up to Dave & Buster's in a hazmat suit? And you just started playing all the games.
I am considering that.
I would too. I would too. 100%.
You would look like an alien playing the giant space invaders.
I love Dave and Buster's. It just.
It's gonna affect my mobility at Super Shop, but I think it's the only way I can go.
Is that your game? I like the coin pushers. I like those. I like the Wizard
love
of Oz.
Love the coin pushers.
I love the
Star
ball
Trek.
Drop. I love the ball drop one where you gotta try to get all 40 balls into the ball
down,
drop.
Down the clown.
Oh, yes. The jug. I'm really good at the jug toss.
But are you Are you going to have fun at the games? Or are you trying to win tickets so you can get cool prizes? Because when my son goes, all he wants is to get tickets. So
both. It's a combo.
He picks out the thing that you know you can. There's like a wheel
thing. I love the game. Where did
the wheel thing's great.
Wheel thing is great because the wheel thing can get you.
I don't
like
maybe you guys don't know this.
The mega stacker.
Yeah.
You get a lot of tickets.
This is what I did for New Year's Eve was Dave and Buster's.
I love Dave and Buster's.
It was great. It was unlimited
arcade
play.
There's so many birthday parties there.
Oh,
it's the best.
Yeah.
It's the best. The food is awful. It's awfully great.
No, it's great. Fantastic. Let me ask you this. Have you guys played the game, where on the doll did the clown touch you?
No.
That's such a fun game.
That's hard to find.
It's really, but you get a lot
Dave & Buster's is like if they went into a casino and they said, hey, you hear these slot machines? Let's make them 10 times louder so no one can hear anyone.
Have you guys you played the game with the baseball game with the ping pong balls, right? That's the most fun
one.
No, I haven't. Yes. Amy, do you know what this is?
Yes.
They have it at the arcade bar across from American Comedy Company too. A ping pong ball comes down a little pitch chute. You pull back a bat and then you let it fly and then you get like a single, a double, or a triple, or a home
I'm
run.
So in.
It's so much. That's my favorite game at
Dave &
Buster's.
That's a lo-fi great game. Lo-fi great
game.
And
I will say about Dave & Buster's food, it's not as bad as the food service.
Okay.
Great point.
That's a great call.
Wow, you're really saying a lot there.
Don't tell them I said that because they might not have something like that. Okay.
So here's all I'm going to say is that Amy Miller has something coming out that she's not allowed to talk about. And when it does come out, hopefully in December, we're going to talk about it then. But we can at least say that, right?
That we're excited.
Yeah, okay. You can say it's a half hour special. You can say
okay,
that.
We're not going to say where it is, but it's a half hour stand-up special. And by the way,
it's not Netflix.
No, but we've seen that half hour on the road, or at least portions
God
of it.
God damn it, it is so good. Are you ready to fall in love with Amy Miller? When this special comes out, you totally will.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not already. We're proud of you, and it's a long time coming, and we're so happy for you.
Thanks, guys.
Cool. We should mention that this Saturday night, we're doing a live Dumb People Town, and there are still some tickets left, although...
I'm just going to say this, people. I don't understand why this is not sold out. It might be close.
No,
it's
either sold out by now or it's going to sell out.
Mike Birbiglia and Mike Doty, the lead singer of Soul Coughing, is playing music. So it is going to be crazy.
If you want to hear Mike Doty play our theme song for Dumb People Town,
I cannot wait. And
check
then,
this out.
So eventbrite.com if you look up live Dumb People Town.
Saturday night. We got your plans. Saturday, September 26th, 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 East, 7:30 Mountain.
Mm-hmm. 7:30 Mountain, guys.
It is really special. We cannot go on the road. We talk to you. We are so bummed that we can't go out on the road, but we can come into your living room. We can come into your house and we can do this show. It's very special for us. It means a lot to us to have you guys there.
By the time we're recording this, I know there are no general admission and no more couples tickets left. Yeah. So you're going to have to get Ticket Plus or group tickets and just get them in.
Let's fill it out. Let's fill it out with you guys. I would want you guys to be there more than anything.
And guess what? We got a giveaway.
Oh!
Anybody who was at our last show with Jim Gaffigan knows this. That if you were one of the people who bought tickets that night, we were going to randomly select five people from all the people who bought tickets
for the next show that night.
That bought show for this show coming up. They would randomly be given free VIP meet and greet entrance. So I'm going to read off the winners of that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Kersen.
Nice.
Hey.
Deborah Sparks. See you at the meet and greet.
Sparksy.
Steven Zastrow.
Zastrow.
Jesse Falk. Now, Jesse, you went ahead and purchased your VIP ticket because you didn't think you were going to win. So guess what? The next Dumb People Town that you buy a ticket to, that we do at Nowhere Comedy Club.
Get a regular ticket.
Get a regular ticket. We got your VIP.
And that next one will be on covered. November 7th, I believe.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
right after the election. So we should all be in a great mood, right,
God, I hope. And then number fifth, the fifth winner, a city council member of ours, one of our Patreon true townies, Kimberly Treadwell. We will see you at the VIP meet and greet after the show. So glad all five of you can win. If you want to be entered in to win, I bet we do this again that night. For those people who buy tickets right away, they'll have the first access to the link of our next show. So buy your ticket or just be ready.
And we'll do it.
Yeah, you'll get into the VIP.
So awesome.
All
right,
let's do another story.
Are we ready? Yeah, let's do another story.
Okay, here we go. I feel like you guys probably did this in your daily show.
We'll see.
It's a game I've started playing with myself.
Did we do this in
our daily? Sent in by Carlene McDermott at She Be Carlene.
She Be Carlene.
Good name.
I know,
She Be Carlene
is the That's So Raven.
I said it's the That's So Raven our show. It's the Toys R Us of people.
The only thing cool in her name is how many great stories she sends.
She sends always good ones.
A nudist in Berlin. Not usually what I
do
would
say. Do you mean canoeist?
A canoeist.
Yes. In Berlin, got too close to nature for comfort when a wild boar snatched his plastic bag, which had his laptop inside. So he's out nude sunbathing.
Is this a deleted scene from Westworld? I don't understand.
Who takes their laptop
in a plastic bag? Is it in your computer bag?
Okay.
Yeah, it's in my computer Ziploc. I told you that.
Amy, I don't understand nudism. I understand the idea of wanting to have your skin touch the air and whatnot.
Yeah.
But why then would you also be having to do work? Or, you know what I mean? Like, you got to bring your laptop. Like, shouldn't those two things be separate? If you're like, I want to be naked.
Can't you do most of the things on your laptop on your phone too?
I mean, there's a really big problem all day today with people taking their technology to the lake.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. I've been to one nude beach in Portland and it was fine.
I got sunburned, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and I wouldn't want to come home with like a sunburn and just a square where my laptop was.
Jesus, what was on your legs?
Work, Don. Work.
Did you get
a MacBook Pro?
Don't tell me I wasn't doing my job.
Right.
Did you get fucked by a brick? Anyway.
I mean, I don't know. It's free. You went to Burning Man.
I know
there's a lot of bringing their laptops to do work.
No one's bringing their burning.
Nobody's doing
yeah.
Excel sheets.
Who's doing? You know what I mean? Like it to me. Maybe it shows how little I understand about nudism. That to me, I think the idea of being naked would be like the most fun thing that you're doing, and that's the only thing that you're concerned with.
Like, or that it is like a turn on or a, like an excitement,
or
like
that you're
exposure.
Not thinking about doing like your online banking while you're naked at the dinner.
Maybe she's a writer and she's writing about her nudism adventures.
I mean,
is it a he or a she?
Well, here we go. Ready for the photo?
All right. No.
Look at him. Okay, what do you love
Who's
more?
Taking that picture?
That. What do you love more? The boar stealing the laptop bag.
That's a wild boar.
The fact that it has two little kids with it running. Or
kids.
These laughing people in the background. The guy's wearing a Speedo. He looks like Stephen Merchant.
I think the guy in the
My favorite thing is that this man has the same butt as the mother boar.
He's got mother boar butt.
Look at him. He's hauling.
She's got mouths to feed.
He's literally hauling ass.
That computer.
He's hauling white ass is what he's hauling.
Look at him. That is like, his backside is like a fine door. Yeah. It is straight. I mean, he is level.
By the way, guys, look how dirty his feet are. He's been out here for days.
God.
This family just loving it. And look at, but imagine what this family's view is that's looking at him.
Like, his feet are dirtier than a Big Jay Oakerson show.
This kid hiding behind his parents, but also getting a good look. Also, have they realized yet that these wild boar are running right towards them?
Yeah, they're just
having fun.
Up,
they're enjoying this.
Excited.
He's a hippie.
Wild boar have teeth, by the way.
Oh, they'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. They'll come
and tusks.
Tusks.
Oh, yeah. They're scary.
The naked man gave chase to the boar and her two piglets, much to the amusement of fellow sunbathers.
Sure.
Adele Landur, an actor and life coach.
All right. So
Aren't we all?
Actor and life coach tells me that he's just a life coach.
And a former amateur boxer.
If you're an actor and something else, it means that the acting isn't going that well.
Right. That's correct. It's like me. Where was I? Oh, that's who took the photos.
That's why we're actors and podcasters.
Adele Landour, an actor and life coach, took photos of the chase at, how would you guys, Tifolisi? I tried.
Yeah.
A popular bathing spot, and put them on Facebook. Nature strikes back, she wrote, adding that the man laughed it off. He gave it his all. With not a stitch on, she reported. I then showed the photos to the man. He laughed soundly and authorized me to make them public.
Okay.
Good on Adele for checking consent on putting these hilarious
now,
photos
Now, if you're
online.
The actor slash life coach, do you then say to this guy, I'll just email him to you. Oh, sorry. You don't have a laptop.
You don't have a laptop.
You can't access those anymore.
Actor and
I
life
want
coach.
To hear the conversation with AppleCare when he's trying to cash in his insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Fair enough.
Yep.
I bought it. Here's the deal, Dan. I want to see your laptop. I don't want to see the top of your lap.
Good call. At Sklar Brothers.
That's right.
He gave it his all. Ms. Landour provided more details on her Instagram page, saying the incident was a good example of someone persevering to achieve their goal. She said,
"Wait, how did he achieve it? He didn't get the..."
No, he does get it.
What?
She said there were many nude sunbathers at the spot when the wild boars appeared. While the man was bathing, she writes, the boars calmly ate a pizza from his backpack.
Hey,
you got pizza in your backpack.
But backpack pizza is... Some of the
guy brought everything to the beach.
I brought his whole apartment.
As he's checking everything before he leaves. Okay.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know this guy's name, but somewhere.
No clothes.
Somewhere.
Got my laptop. I've got my.
Do you have a hoodie in case it gets
cold? No, I have a hoodie. How did that get in here? Let me get that out.
I'm going to tell you this about this guy whose name I do not know. Somewhere, there's a table of five at a restaurant, all talking about how no one's heard from him in a while.
What's he been up to? He hasn't even posted anything on Facebook.
I have not heard from him. I have not seen him. Last time I saw him, he had all of his belongings in a bag.
Last time
and a slice of pizza.
Yeah, he tried to give me a slice of pepperoni from his computer bag.
My family saw a slice of pepperoni.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Just a slice.
Just a tiny.
And then, quote, they started looking for a dessert. They found his yellow bag and decided to take it away. But the man who owned it realized it was the bag with his laptop, which infers he would have let it go otherwise.
Yeah.
So he was very focused and ran behind the boars in order to get it back. The boar's flight was slowed by a cardboard box in its path. Clean up your part. The man clapped his hands and hit the ground with a stick like a wizard.
Yeah.
Prompting the boar to drop the laptop.
This is insane.
Yeah. The onlookers adored him and how focused he stayed when he came back with his yellow bag in hand. We all clapped and congratulated him for his success. So this became like a big communal show. And when he came walking back naked up with his yellow bag, everyone started clapping.
Yay.
And cheering for him.
I showed nature. I beat nature with that.
Right. It's like when you're at a sporting event and you watch somebody catch a foul ball or like almost fall and catch themselves and then everybody cheers for them.
Sure.
There's a strong tradition of naturism. In Germany, where in summer it is quite normal for people to strip off in parks. The Back to Nature movement is known as, and there's no way I can do this, it translates to free body culture.
Yeah, but free bin culture.
It's sort of, you're close. Or FKK for short.
Right.
All right, that's story number two.
That is an unbelievable run.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not have cheered him if I had been on that beach. I'm from Oakland. If you leave your laptop unattended, someone's taking it.
And they deserve
it. And you get what you deserve.
You deserve it. Yeah. I would also physically fight the boars. That's just
that's right.
That's Oakland too.
In Oakland, they kick a boar. They would drop a boar in Oakland. But I mean, that is, he deserved to have that laptop stolen. Again, if you're bringing the lap, if you bring a gun to a party, you're going to use it. You bring a laptop to a nude beach, it's going to get stolen by a boar.
That's right.
Fair enough.
Just that's expect simple. It. That's it. Story number two, down in the books. Can you give us a little taste of what we're going to get in number
three? I for sure can. In story number three, what is the best way to tease this? It's a person and a cop in that order.
Okay. Right. There you go. Yeah. Amy Miller is with us. Don't go anywhere. Dan's going to bring us home after the break.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, we are back. Amy, we have a question for you. We like to take this time a little bit just to kind of talk to our guests. So Your special is coming out.
Sometime. We don't know when.
We can't give any more details. I want to know from you and for all of our fans that are our Patreon members especially, where was the very first place you did stand-up?
The Brainwash Cafe in San Francisco on Folsom Street.
Nice.
Really? There was an open mic there in a laundromat for like 15 years run by this guy, Tony Sparks, who's a legend.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like people just doing their laundry.
During the
but
show?
But they also had a full bar for some reason.
Wasn't there a laundry show here in LA for a little while?
There was. Did you ever do the laundry show here in LA?
I don't think so. I think I gave up on laundry shows after several years of doing them.
Okay, so wait. For you doing this one, had you been to the mic before or did this all happen in one night?
I had never been. No, it sort of happened over a week that a friend pressured me to go. I didn't think I would ever go back. It was just like a crazy experiment. And then
how'd it go?
I don't know.
Did you get enough laughs?
Well, it went really well. Yeah. So I went back.
They always, it's like you always hear from everybody that the first set goes well. And that's part of the problem. We're like, right. I'm going to do this again.
You get the bug too.
Do you
quickly.
Remember any of your bits?
Yes, I do. I had a bit going about my mom calling vaginas front butt my whole childhood.
Is that going to make the half hour?
No. Sadly, no.
She has evolved since that point.
Only called it a front butt. The joke is that as an adult, I had a lot of accidental anal.
That's so funny.
Love it.
Not a bad first
That's
joke.
That's a great show. Yeah.
I still have my very first set list. I have it framed.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
You have a lot of shit framed.
I do. You see right behind us?
I do.
Dan's
like a good gallery wall.
Dan calls himself a basic bitch. That's what he is.
I think my gallery wall is in response to me not living anywhere for 6 years.
Dan, do the
years.
Joke. Your frames cost more than the pictures that are in it. You're a basic bitch.
It's very true. It's very true.
Live, laugh, love, Dan.
What am I... I should get that.
You should get a live, laugh, love.
But the thing I'm curious is about, okay, so when you do the first set, did you know anybody in the comedy community? Like, what was your genesis? Because did you go from San Francisco to Portland?
Yes, I was in San Francisco for 2 years, then I went to Portland.
But you
I didn't. I had gone to like a couple local shows, but I didn't really know anybody. But everyone was really friendly on the first day. Also, there's like no women, so.
Yeah.
So things never change. How did you end up in Portland then? I've never asked you this in our years of friendship.
I moved there for comedy and for work. I mean, I just was like, I'm going to go to another good comedy city. Wherever I get a job first, I'll go there. So I was considering Nashville, Denver, Portland, and then I got a job in Portland. So I went.
That's what we tell everyone who is maybe not in one of those cities, like a Chicago, Nashville, Denver, Portland. That's what we tell people is if you are, you should get to one of these great cities that has a good scene that will force you to be better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like
they had Bridgetown, they had a good club, mm-hmm. they had a bad club. Like
but they just, the people who made up the scene were really good and kind of, again, pushed you to be better.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. When I got there, Ian Carmel, Shane Torres were still there. Ron Funches had just left. I mean, it's
beyond. It's a great scene.
So good.
Yeah. Love it.
So what was that, like 2012?
Yes.
Wow.
Are we going to go through my whole company?
No. We just wanted to hear your story.
Hold on, you two. We might
still have it. I just wanted to hear her beginnings. And
it was November 2012. I started comedy in 2010. I just had my 10-year anniversary.
That's great.
You're crushing it.
What a year to have that. Grateful.
There's nothing we can do about it.
I posted like 200 pictures of friends I've met in comedy in a real moment of gratitude, and near zero were of Dan.
Oh, come on.
You guys were in it. I have pictures of you on my phone.
Amy went through a whole roll of them, all of them.
Yeah.
And then was like, you know what? Later on, I'm going to do more. I was like, okay, cool. And then she does.
Dan's like, I'll be in this batch.
She does 100 more.
Nope.
I had none of you on my phone.
You're telling me there's not one goddamn photo of us doing Dumb People Town together that somebody took and tagged you in.
Yep.
No, I've only been on this show once and it was a mini episode.
Right.
No, but what about
we took a picture.
What about Doug Loves Movies? How many times have we done that together?
I'm telling you, I couldn't find it, Dan.
That's
but then
right.
you posted a picture of Sam Levine all by himself.
That's true. On the red carpet.
Oh, come on. You could have done that. Dan is right here. Jesus.
Oh, Amy, this was personal.
If you don't like me, just say, because I love you.
So this is why Dan brought up all of these questions. Yeah. This is where we're going.
If you guys wouldn't have cut it short, I was going to go through all of her comedy friendships until I found out what distinguished every single person she's ever done a
Who's
show with.
Who's missing?
From me.
Who's missing from this? All right. Let's get into this last story. Here we go. Thank you for that.
Take us home.
All right, here we go. Ready? Final
story.
We'll
go out on a boat with our iPhones.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
Let's do it. That'd be great.
Sent in by Carlene McDermott.
Again.
I know, she crushes it.
Way to go, girl.
A sergeant with the sheriff's office in Ohio, feels vague, was on his way to work Sunday morning when he realized he was being followed. If you're being followed in Ohio on a Sunday morning, whether you're a cop or not, you're like, what is happening? Yes. Right.
I don't expect to see anyone out on a Sunday morning. Amy, when was the last time you saw a Sunday morning?
Since church, probably. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Old days.
Right.
If someone has the balls to follow a police officer, that's, I don't know who's that person.
One time I left for Vegas on a Sunday morning. Yeah. Might be the easiest drive of my life. Going to Vegas at around 8:30 a.m. on a Sunday. It's
three and a half
cruise control
hours.
The whole way, baby. All right, here we go. A car started following the sergeant, who was in a marked patrol car, so they knew it was a cop.
Oh, yeah.
Around 7 a.m. in Trenton. That feels early enough to be a continuation of Saturday night.
No, that's part of Saturday night.
Yeah, especially if you're in Trenton.
Exactly. And followed the police officer, making several traffic violations in the process. So the person following the cop is like going through red lights and stop signs. Well,
at what point does the cop notice? Because I was watching on Netflix this Fear City. It's basically the story of the mob in New York. And they talked about getting tailed by the cops. And what you would do is, he's like, there was the notion that you go faster to lose them. But then a couple people were like, no, you go slower just to see how slow these guys are going to go. Because if you're going way below the speed limit, a normal person would drive around him and move forward. But if you're going that slow and you
they don't pass you, then you know
out the person who's trailing you. If you're going to go through lights, you know that that's what
they made several traffic violations, 7 a.m. in the morning. How many miles do you think, do you want to guess, this person followed a police car around?
Amy, you're a guest.
How many miles?
You can guess first or in the middle.
Around Trenton, I'm going to say 3 miles.
I love that location had something to do with it for you. Jay, what'd
you think? It's important.
It is important. I'm going to say 12 miles.
12 miles.
I'm going to say 42 miles.
42 miles.
How many turnpikes do you guys
think? I don't know. This is in Ohio, Trenton, Ohio.
That is a good turnpike. You'd get out. You'd be for a lot longer than you want. Anyway,
is he
going to
pay? This guy's not going to pay.
Is only one number off.
So what did you say, Amy? You said 3. Jay, you said
12.
And I said 42. Mm-hmm. So do you think, all right, do you think it's you? You want to amend it?
Yeah, you can go up or
down. Yeah, I think it's 4 miles.
Okay. 11 miles.
Okay. 41.
Okay. Car started following the sergeant, making traffic violations, and followed them around, the police officer around for 11 miles.
Wow.
The driver matched the sergeant turn for turn all the way to a parking lot in Hamilton. Once there, the sergeant then pulled the car over. I hope that was just them doing donuts for at least 2 minutes. Like, I'm trying to get behind you.
And then the guy tries to pull the sergeant over.
Right. What are you doing, officer?
I want you to step out of the car.
Pull over.
That's when the police officer discovered that the driver, identified as Christina King, was in a stolen driver's education vehicle belonging to Be Safe Driving Education.
What?
A driver's ed business with two locations in Ohio.
So you can't get safer than right next to a cop.
But if you stole a car, why would you want to follow the police car?
It's 7 a.m. on a Sunday.
Dumb.
You're out of it.
Stupid.
When the sergeant asked Christina King why she was following him, she replied that she, quote, just wanted to see where he was going. You're drunk. Where are you going?
Just want to see what you're doing.
They drive to our jail and get arrested in the parking lot. Now they're following our deputies across the county just to be arrested. I guess a previous story, somebody must have driven into the parking lot of the police station. Mm-hmm. Sheriff Richard Jones said in the release, we have a lot of deputies working today. If anyone else wants to turn themselves in.
That is her way of turning herself in.
Yeah.
Do you think she was turning herself in? What goes through a person's brain who's doing that, Aim?
I think she was trying to get a viral police brutality video.
There you go.
Fuck, like I've gone 11 miles. Don't these guys beat someone up every 2 to 3?
Not.
She's literally trying to get some hits.
What are you doing? Seeing where you were going? Yep. Okay, well, here we are. Whose car is that?
Not
somebody
mine.
Else's.
Someone else's.
I'm taking driver's ed. Where's the teacher?
It belongs to Ed.
You asked too many questions.
That's right.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Story number three. And a show.
Amy Miller. I'm so excited for your project to come out. We'll promote it when it does on here. Thanks. You're special. You're so deserving of it. And you're just one of our favorite people in this.
In the meanwhile, we'll just fantasize about the future when we can go out and do comedy.
Yeah. And follow me, everybody. And also listen to my podcast, which Dan's been on. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you guys will someday.
Pretty sure we took a picture after we recorded that.
What's the podcast? Tell them the
name. Who's Your God?
All right.
It's called Who's Your God? You can follow us at Who's Your God Cast. And yeah, it's about religion. It's very funny and fun.
We would love to do it
in a heartbeat. Just let us know.
Right. You should.
All right. There you go. And oh, shit. We got to get back to work.
Dum, dum, dum. Stick around. Make a sound. Hunker down. It's Dumb People Town.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.